My name is Diallo Weeks. I'm a creative writing major at Dominican University of California, and I'm Penguin Radio's poet in residence at radio.dominican.edu. Poetry became a part of my life back in high school. I was a junior, and I needed a way to express myself through more than just daily conversation and interacting with other people. I needed something that went a little deeper than that, and so I went home and I wrote my first poem, and I remember reading it to my parents, and then they told me to keep going. So once I got that first little push out, I started writing more and more and more. And I never considered myself a poet until I got to college and I realized this is something that I'm really passionate about. And I had great professors here who really pushed me and taught me so many new poetic techniques that I've just been absorbing everything I can and continuing to grow as a writer. Halftime talk. To regret the shot you didn't make, or was it more the shot you didn't take? Don't wait, we pounce. Couldn't pull the trigger, now. Hesitating, waiting, debating on a moment that may not come. It's safe as long as you don't break down. Either way, you are the host. You have control. You know the most formulaic way to beat a team with superior technique. Dig deep. Run faster, work harder. Here comes the sweat. More talking, pleading on breath. Yes, our partying deeds may limit each chest still heave. We need the oxygen. Push your lungs, we do need to topple them. Each fall, we're up brushing turf beads and blood dripping off of skin-scraped knees, if need be, bleed. A team made up of half-partiers, foreign talent, and stragglers with nothing in common but love for the soccer we play. These are the starters we play. The Bank of Guam hat-wearing, story-sharing, picture-taking, group-laughing, reenactment, troublemaking, always prancing, freeform dancing, slow bill clapping, freestyle rapping, intense egos clashing, no coach, no money, but still having each other's back through all that happens. Club soccer. Our soccer. So what, your shot wasn't in. Most frustratingly perfect angle, not quite, it was off by an inch, but we're not calling it quits because this isn't all that we give. In need of passion, we need less stabbing, we need more tracking, we need quick passing, loose moving, nice sliding, neat tackling, and then asking what it is you bring with your talent. Is it strength? Innate ability, gifted vision, first touch, long length, movement agility, perfect rhythm, just clutch, communication, incessant stamina, master of spamming their minds with nonsense till they find a way to get pissed off, kicked off, in other words, shit talk. Yes, that's a talent. Whatever it is you're going to give, dig deep. More water, more fitness, more heart rate, just more. With the crowds talking and the girls watching, our world's watching, let's score. If I were to describe to someone how poetry works, I think I would tell them that it's really an internal process. It's not something you can just read once or hear once and feel like you fully understand it. It's something I think you have to really sit down. You have to look at the words on the page. You have to read it one time for what's on the surface level, and then you have to reread it for what's underneath, what's working in between the lines. What is the, not only what is the poem saying directly, but what is the poem also not saying? And just think about the imagery and if they're using metaphors, if they're using any ambiguities. These are all things that go into a poem, and it's something that you really have to sit down and reflect on and think about. And I think one of the best things about poetry is over time, I think they grow on you, and you might not get it one day. You know, you might not understand why this poet wrote this poem on this particular day, but maybe later on while you're doing something else, actually that poem will flash back into your head and you're like, I got it. Venture. I came across a wolf named Sun. With curvature fangs on burgundy flames of fur, I inferred from a fable my grandmother told me that wolves should never be trusted. A wolf named Sun entrusted me to find the samurai who smelled of sunflower, seeds I'd never smelled before. Still my feet propelled me forward. I asked him what I'd do without my sword. He said, that's what you have a pencil for. So walking across the desert sands, blistered feet and bloodied hands, Warm winds creaked down my spine like dust mites through rusted pipes. My throat was parched, my thoughts were starved with anger and regret from words I'd never said. I fell face first on desert sands, felt a paw that grazed my limb. A wolf named Sun formed a solar eclipse when the moonlight on his tail met the blazing rays of heat. He nudged me to my feet, asking me to carry onward, but I couldn't carry on without my sword, he said. That's what you have a pencil for. So I searched for the samurai who smelled of sunflower, seeds I'd never smelled before. Entered a land of snow, the bitter ground beneath me frozen on the canvas, my chattering teeth like jittering keys inside a hollow cave of frost, a mammoth charged with hardened tusks. I lost my courage, fell to the floor, and quivered in the mammoth's wake. The large beast swayed and spoke. You'll never make it through this cave. The blizzard wreck of emotions kept from moments in your life have crept. Inside your mind, you're frozen by the past, so do you really think you'll last in the present, passing on the tender remnants from all of those who came to slight you? I told him he was wrong, and felt a paw that nudged my side. The wolf named Sun appeared again. The mammoth vanished. I was urged onto my feet. I said I'd never make it, not without my sword. The wolf named Sun still conveyed that's what I had this pencil for. Still my feet propelled me forward, until I came across a samurai who smelled of salt and floral petal breeze, and in his palm sunflower seeds. He asked me why I'd come. He'd never heard of a wolf named Sun. So why had I run from a land so far with a made-up wolf for a man who carved a legacy of seeds I'd never smelled before? Honoring my journey, the samurai handed me a box with a brandished weapon, a magical sword to ward off any future trouble, to protect me from the desert sands of anger and regret, filled with words I'd never said or icy lands of woolly mammoths, a sword with the power to escape unwanted situations, slice away the hateful gremlins bound to come my way. The wolf named Sun was simply a projection, my introvert's reflection always pushing me to carry on. I looked at the sunflower samurai, declined his offer of a sword, and said, "That's what I have my pencil for." Protected by imagination, writing lead to forge escape, and discontent I rub, erase, and scribble on, creating my desired ending. That's what I use this pencil for. That's what I have this pencil for. That's what I have this pencil for.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Soul Candy 12!
And now we have the Yellow Weeks. He's a creative writings major. He's a fourth year. He's gonna present a poem for us. And he is also the current Penguin Radio poet in residence. Let's give it up for the Yellow.
Came into this hurtful earth in search of perfect health. Lost every mental syndicate for gentle words and stealth. Elemental dividends, rhythm all in his synonyms, whisking them in his cinnamon, merged them until the rhymes he felt. To every line he felt, to every time he felt, victim to the lies of race and basic ways he felt. The pelts of any maze for racial gaze, a brain so stained it's gonna melt, yet rise above the surface of a mindset filled with purpose. Back and forth he played the circus, running cycles like a circuit, back in time to make it perfect. Thoughts would seem just so absurd, it shouldn't matter what we've heard. These sticks and stones will surely hurt them, so will verbs and nouns so spoken. I'll stop talking in third person, these are lines about myself. These are rhymes about my wealth, not in monetary richness, I'm just talking about my pigment. Over the years I've grown indifferent to the racial slurs of ignorance. People who judge off of skin are like dimly lit lamps who just clamp onto thin thoughts who drip off of their salted cracked lips. Your words don't undermine my culture. We're not undefined, we're bolder. I don't care what you've been told. You need to re-examine most of what's been put upon these posters. So corrupt we live this nation. Like Oscar Grant at Fruitvale Station. Like Eric Garner pressed on pavement. Like Michael Brown, we wept his grave and pray that they rest in peace. Not fond of the police who claim that they keep the peace. Are they keeping peace or just keeping pieces of lead and grief that have shattered the souls of peace? Sheriffs who point the fingers and just call us black and wild, so they'll find a way to smoke us, we are more than black and wild. Here's what I have to say for all the crooked cops, so conflicted within their ways. I love the skin I'm in, the shaded melanin. I love my people, I don't care the lies that fell on you. We're intellectually relevant, eloquent, every letter meant fluttering all our feathers, been humble, kind, and benevolent. Loyal in times of weathering, beautiful, dark intelligence. Soak it all up and let it in. This is my inner melody. Love my people, I'm yelling it. Out here grinding to better it. Soul is old like a veteran. Forward motion propelling it. Verbally, we excelling it. 1, 2, 3, here's my melon. Went 4, 5, 6, start to swell a bit. 7, 8, 9, I'm yelling it. When I was a kid, I used to laugh and think that every soul is composed of half a dream. And with this half a dream, we still feel half asleep. And when we're half asleep, we still have a peace of mind that's free of hate. Our verbal tongues can work amongst and tame a mountain's plain. We left our fear behind, we came to sing. Among the kings, we feel achieved, and yes, we brought the queens. So even when these flames will fly, blaming eyes and vacant minds, we find a way forever escaping encompassing domes. Phone home to the mothership, origami notes, like pigeon messengers encountering turbulence, but morphing into a frame where every peaceful ideal, thought, and dream could flow. Buoyancy from the boat we made. We are the colored pencil line sketches crafted from paper planes. We aim to live. And if there's one thing left to speak, left to leave you all before I leave, it's that my people come in peace. Black with love, we come in peace.
Thank you, Diallo. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I think if I were to talk to young people about poetry or about doing creative writing, I think the biggest thing is you really have to be patient with yourself. You have to give yourself time to grow. You have to know that every poem you write isn't going to be the best thing you've ever written. You have to really take it day by day. And I think in doing that, over time, you will write the best poetry that you've ever written. It's just definitely a process, and you just have to give yourself time to grow. Thank you. She hula hoops, like a roundabout caught in motion. Her eyes are in the sky as he cascades into the ocean, soaking poems in the moment. He's been trying to catch her, trying to sketch a vivid image of her appearance, but she shapeshifts in the moment. She has ears and always listens. She hula hoops. Like a pencil twirl in motion, orange circle swirls, left hand curls, she shifts right, hips tight, feet steady, arms sweaty. He's sitting with his back against the wall, pretending not to notice. Sitting in positions, he assembles sleeping lotus in the notebook of his mind, reminiscing as they wind on the Ferris wheel. And on the Ferris wheel, looking down at life, grateful twice, they all catch the feels. Circular, linear, which one is it? Metaphysics, composition, sit in distance. On the fields of grass, they pass these laughs. Holding on to limbs, they clasp each grass to bask. Half the trip is spent thinking, looking through the glass. Do we go back in the past? Does this moment make you laugh? A dimension we created, interstellar through the mass. Yes, we feel the energy, synergy, tenderly, drifting through the memory, history, tendencies. Will you all remember me? Dripping ink on pennant leaks. Souls of shine and sun have drummed our fun in tunes of rhyme and tongue. We sung in dunes, dizzy in fields and reels, a room of sunflower. She hula hoops, like a roundabout. Like a circle lost in motion, introspective, lip perception, music playing, deep connection. Holding arms and hands and limbs, the four of us protected these visions of our own. Get us right back in the zone, holding on to our desire, with these feelings going higher. In our chests we hold the fire, we are more than just a body, we are more than just a mind. We each became a place not within the test of time. The clock is just a number, camping out in cover slumbers, she hula hoops. A rhythm that made him feel alive again, so he could thrive again. Made him want to write again because his life's a pen. Riding on these lines again so he could cry again, the joy of tears to set him clear in vision in the sky again. But she's not here to rescue him. She's just here to shine the light lost within the night so he could find his way to flight again. She hula hoops. We are the circles lost in motion, calling through the sky. Will they hear us, catch an omen? You are a spirit of good company. Underneath the sun we dream, underneath the moon we sleep. Enjoying all our life, we strive to stay alive in hives of thought and chives of glow. Our minds do float on vibes we rode. To thrive, we're bold, won't hide the gold. Alive we go, dancing in the sand we know. So glad to show, so happily flow. We hula hoop. We hula hoop. She hula hoops.
Diallo Weeks is Penguin Radio's Poet in Residence, Spring Semester 2015. Diallo's writings are all original, and this podcast was produced and engineered by Leona George Davidson. This program has been brought to you by Dominican University's School of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences, and it's available for listening on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.